Plop Goes Megan. Author, Terry D. McDonald. Megan tossed and turned all night. She couldn't sleep because it was her birthday. She rubbed her eyes and looked out the window. The sun wasn't even up yet. Her mom told her she couldn't get out of bed until the big hand was on the 12 and the little hand was on the 8. Yes, the big hand was on the 12, but the little hand was only on the 5. It was going to be a long wait. It was Megan's 5th birthday. She was so excited because all she wanted for her birthday was a 2-wheeler bike, pink with colored frills on the handlebars and a big gold horn. Megan couldn't wait. All she thought about was the bike. She curled herself into a ball and soon fell back to sleep. When Megan woke up, she saw the sun shining and quickly looked at the clock. The big hand was by the 12 all right, but the little hand was at the 9. Megan had slept in. She threw back the covers and ran downstairs to her mom and dad. They were up waiting for her to wake up. "Happy birthday," they said, and gave her a big hug and a kiss. Then they told her to go look in the living room. Megan ran to the living room, and there stood a 2-wheeler bike, pink with colored frills, a big gold horn, and, oh no, training wheels. She didn't want training wheels. Her brother Ben didn't have training wheels. She wanted a 2-wheeler bike, not one with training wheels. Her mom and dad explained to her that because she was just learning, she would need a little help. The training wheels would be the help she needed. After breakfast, they all went outside to try out the 2-wheel pink bike with colored frills and a big gold horn. Megan hopped on the bike. It was like riding a tricycle, but only bigger, with training wheels on it. Megan wondered when she would ever be able to ride without training wheels. After a couple weeks, Megan thought she was ready. She watched Ben ride his bike. Ben rode his bike so fast that she couldn't catch up to him. "This is the day," Megan thought. "Mommy, Daddy, I'm ready, I'm ready. You can take off the training wheels." "Oh, no, Megan," said Mom. "I don't think so," said Dad. "I think you need a little more practice."
"Oh, no, I don't," said Megan. "I'm ready. I'm ready. Right now, I can do it. Please, please, please," she begged. She pleaded. Finally, Dad said, "Okay."
Out came the wrenches and off came the training wheels. She sat on the bike, put one foot on the pedal and the other foot on the ground. It was wobbly. She couldn't ride the bike. Dad held it up. She started pedaling. Dad started running. And then Dad let go and plop! Wah! Megan fell down. She scraped her knee and an elbow too. Megan did not like this. Out came the wrenches and on went the training wheels.
"Oh, training wheels," said Megan.
Summer came, and Megan rode the pink bike with colored frills and a big gold horn every day. And every day, Ben went zooming by. Once again, Megan thought she was ready. "This is the day," she thought.
"Mommy, Daddy, I'm ready. I'm ready. You can take off the training wheels."
"Oh, no, Megan," said Mom.
"I don't think so," said Dad. "We'll decide when you're ready."
"Oh, no," said Megan. "I'm ready. I'm ready. Right now, I can do it. Please, please, please," she begged. She pleaded. Finally, Dad said, "Okay."
Out came the wrenches and off came the training wheels. She sat on the bike, put one foot on the pedal and the other foot on the ground.
Dad held it up. She started pedaling and Dad started running. Oh, it was wobbly, but Dad didn't let go. Finally, Dad got going and Megan got going. Dad let go and... plop! Wah!
Megan fell down. She scraped both of her knees and both of her elbows. Out came the wrenches, and on went the training wheels.
Oh, I hate training wheels, Megan said.
Fall came, and Megan had gone through the whole summer with training wheels. She would ride her pink bike with colored frills and a big gold horn every day in the fall. Then one day, Megan took one training wheel and made it a little crooked, and the other training wheel she left straight. So when Megan rode her bike, she would wobble, but one of the training wheels would catch her, and she would not fall over. Megan did not realize that when she did this, she was learning how to balance. Megan's dad saw this and he finally said, "Megan, you are ready. This is the day we can take off your training wheels."
"Oh, I don't know," said Megan.
"Yep, you're ready." Out came the wrenches and off came the training wheels. She sat on the bike, put one foot on the pedal and the other foot on the ground. Dad held it up. Megan started pedaling and Dad started running behind. Oh, was it wobbly.
Dad, tell me when you're going to let go.
Oh, I will, Megan. Don't you worry. Dad was running and Megan was pedaling. All of a sudden, Megan saw Dad running in front of her. How can Dad run ahead of her? Who was hanging on?
Megan, Dad yelled. You're riding. You're riding.
Megan got so excited. Kersplat.
Ah!
Megan fell right on her nose. Megan got right back on and discovered she didn't need Dad's help. She rode that bicycle until the snow fell. It was a late winter. The end.